I guess I was terribly disappointed and shaken. But I had been involved in several anti-war rallies where a very small component of the people that were involved allowed themselves to emotionally be swayed over by a mob violence sort of an attitude, where there would be a crowd of people marching down the street protesting why we have to get out of this war. And from out of nowhere, someone would have a brick going through a window. No good purpose to do that, but someone would do that and you'd hear other people laugh and other people leg them on. And you know, I don't know if it was 1 out of 100 or 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 1,000. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the person who did that was a fellow student, or if, as some suggested, these were outside agitators that were brought in to try and stimulate students to go that way. But clearly there were some people who were very impressionable and open-minded who somehow thought that taking that step of violent civil disobedience was what it was going to need to take in order to have the correct end result. And because I had seen that, I guess I could imagine some people doing an action as crazy as this, thinking, I mean, they didn't think they were bombing Sterling Hall, an academic institution. What they thought they were doing was closing down the Army Math Research Center, which they thought was just supporting the war effort. Mm-hmm. And while it may have been doing that, there was also academic activity going on there, and there were students. The people who planted the bomb, no matter how well-meaning they thought they were, hadn't thought through all of the implications of their actions.